Brandon Clark, the activities director at Nixa High School, joins us at MissouriNet.com. Brandon, how do the players feel about the game being moved to Saturday night and not having the opportunity to have their game on ESPNU?
Obviously, they're disappointed. They talked to them this morning about that, and the kids were excited to have that opportunity. And, you know, obviously disappointed that we're not going to have that coverage now moving it to Saturday night. But also what was neat to see is that the kids understood why, because we do preach a lot about safety and doing the right things to keep our athletes safe. And the kids seemed to really understand that we were doing that for our, you know, to keep them safe, basically.
Yeah, and obviously weather, the big issue, temperatures, what the heat index will be triple digits.
Yes.
Were there conversations between you and your counterpart at Helias, Brad Dempsey, on ways to try to make this game work for a Sunday broadcast?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had several conversations, and Brad was really good to work with on this, and we both at every level were trying to make the game happen, and unfortunately for us, with it being on a Sunday, that's a very odd time, obviously, for high school football, and with that also being a school night, you know, having to play that in the middle of the afternoon, you know, to account for our travel time and things like that to get our kids home at a reasonable time. And then, you know, with it being in the middle of the afternoon and all of a sudden we get these soaring temperatures and triple-digit heat indexes and things like that, it just kind of threw a wrench into it all.
How was ESPN through this whole process in your dealings in terms of trying to make this work and the communications that you had with them?
They were very understanding. You know. Obviously, they want to see the game happen, but they definitely kept our kids' safety, both schools, student athletes, in the forefront of their mind, and they definitely understood. As I had several conversations with them about it, they definitely didn't want to put our kids in harm's way. Obviously, they really were excited about the opportunity to get to televise our two schools and our two communities and get that out there nationally, but at the same time, you know, my last conversation, you know, they really understood, and there was definitely not any hard feelings there at all. They really knew that Brad and I both had our kids' safety in mind.
I'm sure, as being so close to the game, that conversations may have been tense at times as you tried to work out details. How, in your opinion, how are things left with Helias? Is there friction between the two schools?
No, not at all. You know, Brad and I had a great conversation last night, and you know, we're both disappointed, obviously, because you know, we want this to happen for our schools and our communities, because it's a great way to highlight all the great things that are going on in our communities. But no, he and I had a great conversation last night, and it left very well. And as I told him, you know, the important thing is when we're done that our schools and our communities and he and I have a great working relationship.
Brandon Clark, Activities Director at Nixa High School, thank you for your time.
Thank you.